It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. The Supreme Court will not hear a challenge to redistricting in Illinois, despite complaints from the League of Women Voters of Illinois that the new congressional and legislative lines are unconstitutional. The High Court on Monday turned away the lawsuit that complained the new congressional and legislative maps are unconstitutional because they assigned voters to districts based on their political views and voting histories. A federal court threw out the group's lawsuit last year. New maps are required every 10 years after the census reveals population shifts. Democrats drew them in Illinois because they control the legislature and governor's office. The maps force some Republicans into districts where they must run against other incumbents in 2012 and created just one Latino majority district, even though Illinois' Hispanic population is 32.5%. Protesters with the Occupy Chicago movement protested outside Boeing's headquarters in downtown Chicago earlier this hour. They're unhappy about that company's role in building airplanes for the U.S. military. About 200 people gathered outside Boeing's headquarters, completely blocking traffic as some staged a die-in by lying in the street. Loud chants could be heard. Occupy Chicago didn't have a permit for Monday's march, and spokeswoman Rachel Parada says the First Amendment is the only permit we need. Parada says marchers are taking credit for forcing Boeing to tell its workers to stay home today. The protesters are now leaving Boeing and marching toward President Obama's campaign headquarters. Governor Pat Quinn has met with about a half dozen heads of state during the NATO summit to build trade links for Illinois. It has been one of Quinn's goals. Last year, he traveled to China and Japan and is headed to Brazil later this year. Quinn spokeswoman Brooke Anderson says Quinn met with prime ministers of Italy, Belgium, and the Netherlands. He also met with Polish President Bronislaw Komorowski and the foreign ministers of Greece and Spain. Quinn says exports from Illinois increased 17% in the first 3 months of 2012. That continues a strong export growth for the state and for the country. The state's exports increased by 29% in 2011. That's as every U.S. state increased its exports last year. Republican Mike Pence has picked first-term state representative Sue Ellsperman as his running mate in his campaign to become Indiana's next governor. Pence announced Ellsperman's selection this morning, and they started a tour across the state together. Ellsperman has been director of the University of Southern Indiana's Center for Applied Research. That center aims to find ways for the Evansville School to help businesses in the region. She says she previously had her own business consulting firm. Ellsperman scored a political coup for Republicans in 2010 by defeating then-Democratic House Majority Leader Russell Stilwell as the GOP won control of the Indiana House. Democrat John Gregg has not yet named his lieutenant governor candidate. The Republican nominee for Illinois' 13th congressional district says he wants to prove he's a common-sense candidate facing the same issues as families across his district. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert reports.
14 GOP county chairs elected Rodney Davis over the weekend, replacing retiring Congressman Tim Johnson. Davis says a top priority is repealing the Affordable Care Act, which he calls a multi-trillion dollar boondoggle. He says Americans can't give up control of where and when they seek medical treatment to faceless bureaucrats.
Well, we do have to provide a very cost-effective, market-based health care safety net for those that are uninsured, underinsured, and underserved. And when that happens, I will guarantee it's not going to cost anywhere close to $2.6 trillion.
Davis met Democratic opponent David Gill at an event in Litchfield Monday morning and looks forward to debating the next few months. Gill, a Bloomington physician, has also been critical of the health care reform measure, saying it doesn't go far enough toward ensuring universal coverage. But Davis denounced claims by Gill that he's a Washington insider. The longtime Taylorville resident says he's never lived at the Capitol, advocates for lower taxes, and has helped citizens break through the bureaucratic red tape. Davis says he was pleasantly surprised with the nomination and is putting together a campaign team with plans to visit the whole district soon. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
Legislators returned to the Capitol today, and they might stay in Springfield until the end of the month. That's when they're scheduled to adjourn. Amanda Vinicky takes a look at what's left for them to tackle.
There's a lot up in the air under the Capitol Dome. For starters, the budget. Democratic Senator Donnie Trotter of Chicago says legislators are crafting, negotiating, and adjusting projections of a state spending plan that will be hard to swallow because it will have to involve deep cuts.
We have been given a mandate by Constitution that we have to come up with a balanced budget, and we are now saddled with that reality is that time is upon us.
Every variation of a budget relies on Illinois cutting Medicaid, the state's health care program for the poor. A deal on those cuts is firming up, and the latest version includes a dollar a pack hike in the cigarette tax. Other possibilities include a proposal to scale back state employees' pensions, a package making way for new casinos may be revived, plus there's a new initiative to make Illinois an online gambling hub, not to mention the dozens of non-budget-related bills outstanding affecting everything from online dating to home foreclosures. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The chair of the Illinois State Board of Education is urging lawmakers to preserve funding for education. As Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports, the Illinois House is considering a plan to cut support for education by $260 million, but that figure could be higher.
Board of Education Chair Gary Chico worries that if lawmakers are unable to make large enough cuts to Medicaid, then proposed cuts to education could be as high as $750 million. That, Chico says, would be disastrous.
There's alternative ways to cope with our financial crisis. They're on the table. The governor's proposed them. The Senate's with that program, and so is my State Board of Education. We need the House chamber to really get behind supporting education funding.
Governor Pat Quinn wants to cut $2.7 billion from Medicaid. Urbana School Superintendent Preston Williams says his school district could lose roughly $1 million in state funding if lawmakers don't agree to that amount.
85% of our budget is personnel, so it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if you're going to get $1 million, you got to cut personnel.
State officials have looked at ways to trim education costs by closing nearly a quarter of the state's regional offices of education. As of last month, the state's backlog of unpaid bills topped $5.5 billion. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
In sports, Matt Garza will be on the mound for the Chicago Cubs tonight at 7:05 when they open a three-game series in Houston. The St. Louis Cardinals have lost 8 of their last 10 games heading into tonight's matchup with the San Diego Padres at Busch Stadium. First pitch in that game is 7:15. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.